Blog Talk Radio.
All right, this is Terrence Wood with another Before You Go Pro Locker Room show. So pumped up for tonight's show because this is something that is near and dear to my heart. We are going to be covering Before You Go Pro, the book tonight. And I definitely appreciate everybody who has taken the time to join us tonight. Hopefully you guys have been able to let other people know. I think you're going to get tremendous value out of this show. And after this show, we're actually going to be giving away a little promotional code so everybody can get that book in their hands and have an opportunity to, really take in the content and see what this business is all about, this business of football. Football is something that is near and dear to my heart. It has provided some amazing accomplishments and some amazing opportunities, not only for me, but for some of my family members and for some of my dear, dear friends. So football is something that I take very seriously. It has gotten to a point where it is our country's biggest sports entertainment platform, and it rakes in millions upon millions of dollars at the high school level. As crazy as it sounds, these schools make millions of dollars. When you talk about a De La Salle and the exposure and the Nike contracts, and being able to play on national television, there are high school programs that make millions of dollars. And we know what it does at the college and professional level. So this is a very big topic. And the book is interesting because the book is obviously my story and the story of so many other great athletes. But it's also somewhat of a cautionary tale. Hence the title, Before You Go Pro. So it's almost actually a book that didn't even happen. It was something that was on the desktop of my computer for years. And it wasn't in a format that was going to be sellable or in a format that kids were going to be able to get something out of. So it needed some work. And it sat on the desktop for years, you guys. You have no idea how many years people were asking me, are you ever going to release that Before You Go Pro book? And I wasn't. I wasn't because I thought of it as my diary, as a way for me to get out and vent my frustrations at the industry. And also just, maybe a keepsake for my kids one day so that they know that their dad actually did something and he wrote something. So I wasn't planning on getting it out, but what happened was I wasn't happy with doing the corporate lifestyle, and I started seeing a lot of kids fall into the same traps and holes that I did as a young athlete, as a young football player. And what good is it to have a bunch of knowledge if you don't share it? So I feel that after I lived through all of my mistakes and worked my way through my football journey, I had a lot to share as far as knowledge. And what happened was I started talking to other guys that were current and former players and found out that they had a lot of knowledge to share as well. But what good is knowledge if you don't share it? So there are thousands upon thousands of kids, you guys, that are fighting for college scholarships and possibly one day a pro shot. And there's things that they're going to go through. There's things they're going to see. There's going to be things that they're faced with that they will have no idea how to deal with unless there's somebody putting their arm around them and helping them out. And that's what Before You Go Pro is all about. Both the business and the book is about putting your arm around a young football player and helping them out. So many kids in society are doing the wrong things We want to support the ones that are doing the right things. So with Before You Go Pro, the book, we'll cover everything tonight, from the inspiration behind it, the mission behind it, what we hope that it will do in the marketplace, and then also we'll cover some chapter snippets. So tonight should be a real good deal. Once again, a 10-year journey with this book. This book is actually just a little bit younger than my oldest son, Avon, who is 11 years old. So this is a long time coming with this book. And for many kids across the country, they're in what I call the thick of it right now. They're fighting for their opportunity to maybe play on TV one day and possibly make some dollars for themselves and their family one day. And what I want kids to know is that it's definitely a noble, noble cause, but it comes with huge sacrifice as well. You're going to have to work your tail off. And then also, you want to maximize the opportunity. And when I say maximize the opportunity, I'm not just talking about on the field. We're talking about off the field as well. If you're going to compete to the level where you can earn a college scholarship, then you need to earn everything else and grasp everything else that that college has to offer as well. So with Before You Go Pro, the book, it starts with once my grandfather walked across that stage and had that gold blazer placed upon his shoulders, I knew what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. And what I was explaining was when my grandfather, Willie Wood, was being inducted into the National Football League Hall of Fame. And at the time, this is 1989, I happened to be 9 years old. So, you know, I was old enough to realize what was going on. And I tell you guys, I always loved football, but at that particular moment, I knew for sure that it was all that I wanted and more. It was my first love. And I wanted to be just like my grandfather and make it as far as he did, and be somebody that has the football infamy and more. So it was a mission, and kudos to my parents, and I know there may be parents on this call tonight, but kudos to my parents for fostering that love and providing opportunity for me to get better as a football player, whether it was camps, whether it was getting me on the right Pop Warner team, which is Little League team for those of you who may be out of the state of California. But they did a great job of fostering and really kindling that fire so that I could pursue my love. And for all you other parents out there, just that you're on the call tonight and you're listening to Before You Go Pro and you're asking us for support, you are so far ahead of some of the other parents that we come across, and I commend you. So my parents basically put all the resources that they had behind me, and in some cases some kids don't have many resources, and that's part of the reason we started Before You Go Pro too. But I was blessed with parents that were able to put some resources behind my love, and I worked my tail off. That meant extra practice outside of regular team practice. That meant that we were watching film, we were watching games and studying games, and it meant that it was an obsession. And maybe not everybody agrees with me, but to a certain extent, when you want something that is competitive as big-time football, it has to almost become somewhat of an obsession because it's so competitive. There are thousands upon thousands of kids doing push-ups right now as we speak, and they just came off of a high school season. But they're getting ready already for next season because they eat, live, and breathe it. So very, very competitive game, and my parents, my father being a former player himself, definitely let me know that it was going to be a mountain to climb. There was going to have to be some dues paid. So I was willing to pay those dues and whatever it took, that's what we did. And that was the beginning of the book. That was the beginning of the dream and it really starting to get in line to seize a potential scholarship and maybe a pro shot one day. Because what you kids have to understand is that it's all about getting in position. Once you know what the dream is, you guys, you got to get in position to receive that dream. And once again, kudos to my father because he realized that there were some schools that you can go to and some schools that you can't if you're trying to get in line to get a big-time scholarship. So I actually went to Archbishop Reardon High School, which is a college prep high school. For those of you who don't know, all boys, regiment, you know, and Catholic high school. But it was all about sports. So I was in position that if I handled things right and worked hard, I was going to be in line to eventually get a scholarship one day. You don't want to go to the high school, you guys, where nobody has ever got a college scholarship. Now, if you're in some little town in Kentucky and that's all there is, then you got to make do. But if you have any choice, you want to go to a school that produces talent. You want to have this in your mind since, you know, before you get into high school. So we started off with the dream, and it was a day after day, night after night journey, and I loved every bit of it because I loved the game. As soon as I came home, even if it was in the off season, I had ESPN and NFL Network before there was ESPN and NFL Network because I would tape games on VHS tapes just to have games in the off season. I was obsessed. And once again, my parents kindled the fire. So for all you kids out there that are listening in, this book is, it gives you some nuggets of advice to what it looks like when you're really, really going after it, when you're really, really serious about it. It looks a certain way. So for our first chapter snippet tonight, I'm going to read from one of the first chapters in the book, and it's called The Business of Football. For everyone who doesn't know, the business of football begins in high school. High school is the first time that young football players begin to get looked at as potential dollar signs. This is the first time tangible dollars can become attached to a kid's name in the form of a college scholarship. Every year, college football programs throughout the country sift through high school across the country with the intent to find and woo young football talent. If you want to compete in the world of big-time college football, it is essential that your program is a competitor in college football's second season, better known as the recruiting season. Football always has and always will be about winning games. Every college program knows that in order to have more check marks in the wins column as opposed to the losses column, its team needs talent. So that was a chapter snippet, you guys, from actually chapter one, The Business of Football. And once again, you guys are family. Most of you guys have already downloaded the ebook, but if you haven't, we're actually going to be giving away a promotional code at the end of tonight's show. And take time to go on the website, download that ebook, whether you have a Kindle, an iPad, a Nook, we have it in all those available formats. So it's a humdinger. You know, I put my heart and soul into that, and we anticipate and hope that many of the young athletes can learn from it and grow from it and succeed from it. So once again, that was chapter one from Before You Go Pro, the book, and that's The Business of Football. And as we know, the business of football is a huge business right now. And I know many of you guys had a chance to see the Auburn Alabama game, and it's actually going down as one of the greatest college football games of all time, where Alabama, which is a perennial big-time big boy on the block, and they've won national championship after national championship. They were slotted and picked to win another one this year, but were upset by the Auburn Tigers, their arch rival, and now Auburn is in line to win the national championship. And the spoils go to the victor. You know, both of those schools are tremendous schools as far as recruiting. And they're high-profile schools, so obviously a lot of the smaller schools have a harder time getting top talent than a school like an Alabama or Auburn. But even though you have a high-profile name, you still got to go into those cities, those hotbed areas like an Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, or Miami, Florida, or an Oakland, California, San Jose, California, and grab that top talent. Coaches fight for that top talent every year, and that's what we talk about in Before You Go Pro, the book. I talk about how if you look at the recruiting rankings, so there's recruiting sites now that rank the colleges as far as how they did in recruiting and wooing top talent to their team. If you look at the recruiting rankings year after year, the teams that come in top in the rankings are the teams that you see coming in top on Saturday afternoons and Saturday nights in the fall. There is no coincidence that Stanford is a powerhouse now. When I was coming out of high school, you guys, Stanford was a Pac-10 at the time. Now it's Pac-12, but at the time it was Pac-10. Stanford was a doormat. You wipe your feet off on Stanford. But now they're a powerhouse, and they'll hit you right in the mouth. And they're going to a Rose Bowl. And if you look at Stanford over the last couple years, they've had tremendous recruiting classes, even since Harbaugh, tremendous recruiting classes. They have talent in Palo Alto. So recruiting is everything, and there's definitely a sales pitch behind it. There's a kid in every city across the country that's getting recruited by somebody, and they're getting the love story. You know how when you meet a girl for the first time and you tell her everything she wants to hear? Well, that's what top recruits hear on a daily basis. I recently heard and listened to a video of a young man who's a top recruit out in L.A., and he said he gets calls at 3:30 in the morning from colleges. So it's definitely a sales pitch, and it's definitely, you know, a courtship that goes on with the recruiting process. Excuse me. If you're a young player that doesn't know how to get in the ball game, that's why Before You Go Pro exists. We constantly share content about how to start getting your name out and about in the recruiting process. So with the book, we also talk about colleges having some sort of a pecking order, where they almost have a war room like they have in the NFL draft, where they rank players from states and different cities across the country. So, you know, each college knows what they need to get their team better for the next year. If we need a bunch of running backs, then we'll go all over the country looking for top running backs. And they rank these kids. And eventually you want to get yourself well-known to get ranked. The way that I was able to do that myself was by being a star first on my own football team. So you got to get to varsity first, and I was fortunate to be the starting quarterback at Reardon High School. Yes, that's right, quarterback. And the reason why I played quarterback was once again back to my dad's genius of being able to have the ball in my hand at all times. And the person that has the ball is the person that's on camera. And the person that's on camera is the one that has a chance to show the world what he's got. A Cam Newton or a RG3 or an Andrew Luck, every play starts with them because they are the quarterback. So my grandfather was a quarterback, and I happened to come from a football family, and my dad knew to put me at quarterback. So when I got to the varsity, I was the man. All I had to do was not mess it up. And all of you players on the line have to figure out a way to position yourself to get on the field and get the ball in your hands. Some of you guys don't have arms, so you're not going to be playing quarterback, but figure out a way to get the ball in your hands. Even if you're on defense, figure a way to get the ball in your hands. That's the way the colleges are going to start paying attention to you. Now, one thing that I do talk about in the book, and it's definitely another reason why I want all the kids out there to get it and be able to read it and really listen to and learn from what's being talked about in the book, is the fact that being an athlete is twofold, being a college athlete. Being somebody that is attractive to a college is twofold. There's the student part, and then there's the athlete part. And one thing that I talk about very sincerely in the book was something that I'm not happy about, and that is the fact that I didn't take my academic side serious. The academic side was basically protocol to get the scholarship in my mind. It wasn't nothing that I was passionate about. It wasn't nothing that I would put an extra effort forth about. And to be truthful with you, the NCAA is not going to take the bottom of the barrel kid anymore as far as academically. In 2016, they're going to be raising standards for young football players and young Division I-A aspiring athletes as far as academics and test scores. And I wouldn't have made it if the scores I got and the GPA I had applied with the changes that they're about to make. So pay attention to your academics. That's something that's stressed in the book, and that I sincerely want you guys to really read over and listen to in the book. We are about to talk about one of the next chapter snippets as far as Before You Go Pro goes. Once again, this is our brand new book that was just released last week. It's currently in ebook format, and you can find that on the Smashwords website, www.smashwords, just like it sounds, .com. Type in Before You Go Pro into the search toolbar, and you'll be able to find our brand new book. And once again, it's 53 chapters of truth, 53 chapters of feeding in to what young kids need to know to really have success once they get to the next level. The next chapter that we are going to read from is a chapter called I'm Okay, Coach. And just to kind of preface this chapter, I'm Okay, Coach is about guys trying to portray that they're healthy or that they can really go and play even though that they're hurt. And obviously football and pain kind of go hand in hand. So this is something that every kid that plays football is going to have as a part of their reality. So once again, this is from Before You Go Pro, the book. This is a snippet chapter from chapter 18, I'm Okay, Coach. Along the journey to become a professional player, every athlete will quickly realize that it's imperative you learn how to play while hurt, especially in football. Being able to play while hurt is truly the difference in making the team or not making the team, in having a long career or having a short career. Tim Green, author of The Dark Side of the Game, wrote, "Pain and football are inseparable," and he is absolutely right. After your first contact in major college or professional training camp, your body will never be at 100% for the rest of the season. I have never heard of a player with a meaningful football career that has never had to fight through pain or injury. It's never a question of whether or not you will get injured. The real question is when and how bad. The only phrase that has been deeply ingrained, or excuse me, the one phrase that has been deeply ingrained into every big-time player's mindset is the phrase, "I'm okay, coach." I have heard myself saying it on many occasions, even when it was completely the opposite case. Through torn hamstrings, dislocated fingers, and torn ligaments in both of my thumbs, I have recited this mantra. The fear of losing your job is not just an emotion, it's a reality. So that chapter, once again, that's chapter 18 from Before You Go Pro, the book. It's called I'm Okay, Coach. And that chapter is about having to mask the pain, you know, having to suck it up. Because sometimes the game is on the line. And, you know, your team can't do without you, whether that's from a number standpoint or a talent standpoint. The team can't do without you, and they're looking for you to not only get in the game, but even make a play. So I'm okay, coach, is something that many of us have had to recite and many of us are considering having to say currently. And it's something that I feel like needed to be talked about. So with Before You Go Pro, the book, once again, it's 53 chapters. I put it all on the line for you guys. Please support the cause. We're trying to get this book in front of as many kids and families as possible. But Before You Go Pro, the book is a labor of love where we're trying to teach the game the business of football. So the kids who come up across some of the chapters or some of the different things that are covered in the book, they'll know how to deal with it, or they'll have some type of protocol for what they're going through. There were plenty of times, you guys, where I could have done things differently. Things differently that may have provided a different outcome for my career. One thing that we all have to realize is that football is definitely a culture, and it's a culture that it's thick. It's got plenty of layers to it. And if somebody's not ready for the culture of big-time football, most of the time what happens is they either assimilate to it, meaning that they join, or they fall apart. And I did both. And many players I know have done both, where, you know, they might have been doing the wrong things behind closed doors, or they might not have been treating their coaches the right way, or portraying themselves as a team player. They've done something wrong, or they haven't, you know, picked up enough lessons and truths along the way that are really going to help them succeed. So they make mistakes. And we all make mistakes, but the blessing in a mistake is that there's a lesson there and we need to learn from it. And what Before You Go Pro, the book, is going to allow you kids to learn from my lessons and mistakes. So, you know, it was a hell of a journey, you guys, and it was well worth it. There are peaks and valleys. You know, I met my wife when I was at the University of Colorado, and that's the gift that keeps giving year after year. And maybe one day you guys will come back to me and say, Coach Wood, hey, I met the woman of my dreams, and that's a win. Before You Go Pro wants to experience every win that we possibly can with you kids. Some of the other chapter titles in the book that I think will really feed into you guys' journey that you're currently on is one of them is the one we went over, Investments in Cleats, but I also like the chapter entitled Never Burn Bridges. One thing that all athletes need to understand that when it comes to trying to make it to the top, many times the coaches that are coaching you are trying to do the same thing. You're not the only one that's trying to get all the way to big-time college ball or trying to get to a certain university or trying to get to the NFL. You're not the only one as the athlete. And that was something that was taught to me from my father as a young age. But he was somebody that had came up in the football industry himself. And most kids don't have somebody telling them, hey, never burn bridges. Even if that coach looked at you wrong or talked to you wrong or embarrassed you in front of everybody, be very careful to never burn bridges. That was something that I knew at a very young age. But it's something that we talk about in the book. Because that coach that you throw your helmet at or cuss to or, you know, hang up on may be the coach that determines whether or not you get that scholarship or that NFL job, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road. And a lot of players, you guys, have burned themselves and shot themselves in the foot because they burned a bridge with a coach that they never thought they would see before. And they desperately regretted it, you know, when it was all said and done. So Never Burn Bridges is chapter 9 in the book Before You Go Pro. It's definitely a great chapter for all the kids just to teach. Once again, you may come across this coach again, so be wise with how you deal with them. So I can't wait for you guys to read that chapter. And another chapter that is definitely one that is near and dear to my heart is the opening day chapter. The opening day chapter is a cool one because it was the day that I actually got to realize my dreams. So once again, I was watching my grandfather walk across that stage, having that gold blazer placed upon his shoulders, and that was the Coup de Grâce. That was the NFL Hall of Fame. He had played years through college and the NFL already, so I knew I had to play big-time college like him to one day continue along the path that he had already set. And big-time college to me was everything in the beginning. You know, I watched college football every Saturday. Whenever it was on TV, I was glued to the TV. It wasn't about cartoons. It was about college football. And I had all the pictures, you know, plastered across my closet door at my home. I would get the magazines and cut out the pictures. So it was definitely all I thought about. Once again, I was obsessed. So once you visualize something for so long, you guys, it's only inevitable that one day it will come true. There may be things that come to knock you off balance or a hurdle may come your way, but if you visualize it for long enough and you work hard enough for a long period of time, eventually it's inevitable that it will come true. So I continually visualize myself playing big-time college football one day. I always wanted to go to USC. Southern California, that was where my grandfather went. So I wanted to be a Trojan. Unfortunately, at the time, the Trojans, they didn't feel in need for my talents, and they didn't recruit me. But I ended up at the University of Colorado. And at the University of Colorado, when I was coming out in 1997, they were a big-time football school. They were one of the premier schools around. They pretty much could pick whatever talent they wanted from each state. And Rick Neuheisel was the hotshot coach. He was the youngest coach in college football, was already a millionaire coach, and he was coaching our team to success and eventually hoping for another national championship. But opening day, my true freshman year, I was redshirting my true freshman year, but that opening day is something that I will never ever forget. It was the first time, once again, that I truly, truly felt like I realized my dream of playing major college football. I had already signed my national letter of intent, and that was definitely a great day. But the first time that I ever ran out in front of thousands of fans, once again, was a day that I will never forget. So that's the chapter snippet that I am currently going to read over. And this is chapter 13 of our brand new book, Before You Go Pro, A Story Within a Multi-Billion Dollar Industry. Chapter 13, Opening Day. The first game of my true freshman year at the University of Colorado was by far the most thrilling event of my 18 years of life. Yes, receiving various scholarship offers was great. Yes, signing my letter of intent meant the world to me. There was even a certain chill that ran down my spine running out from my first college practice. But none of these events even came close in comparison with the feeling of running out onto the field for my first college football game experience. Even with the freshman class being redshirted, the experience was stellar. There was an unbelievable buzz on campus to see what Rick Neuheisel's Buffaloes had in store for the 1997 season. Our first game was against our crosstown rival, Colorado State, which helped to provide even more hype for our first contest. It's one of the greatest and most heated rivalries in college football in the state of Colorado, In the state of Colorado, it's everything. Colorado State was well aware of our preseason promise to conquer it all, and they desperately wanted to come into the University of Colorado home stadium and provide an early disappointment to our favorable season. Our team would stay at the same hotel the night before every home game. The following day, we mounted our team buses curbside. As our buses pulled off, four police motorcycles rolled up alongside us. I leaned over to Damon Wheeler, one of the starting cornerbacks, and said, "Hey, man, I think we're getting pulled over." He looked at me like I had lost my mind and said, "Those are the police escorts, dummy." I thought, wow, I never experienced this type of treatment before. We were being treated as if our bus had the president on board. The bus didn't stop for red lights or traffic. The police carved our path through the city while creating a force field of protection around our caravan-like transport. The destination was our home stadium, and the bus driver had total authority to break traffic laws in order to ensure our team would arrive there safely. In actuality, it was a short ride from our team hotel stadium to the stadium, but it was executed in such dramatic fashion, the thrill of being glorified by numerous CU and Colorado State fans walking to the game and tailgating in various parking lots amplified our collective mood and ego. People were honking at us, waving, yelling, and jumping up and down as the bus rode by. As I looked around at my teammates, it was evident who was getting ready to play in the game and who was not. There was a silence that divided the freshmen and the veterans. The veteran players definitely had a look of determination on their face. I figured, as did most of the freshmen, that I better shut up and stay out of everyone's way and just soak everything in. We entered the locker room, and our uniforms were hanging in our lockers with the game day program that everyone would receive in the stands, along with a stick of gum. Guys were walking around giving high fives, listening to CD players, stretching, and getting taped. Neuheisel had given our freshman class the option to suit up for the game. Since it was going to be our first experience suiting up, we all decided to do it. As I walked up to my locker, I couldn't help but stare at my number 23 game day jersey, and I visualized everything I was going to someday accomplish in that uniform. So once again, that is chapter 13 of Before You Go Pro, the book, currently available in ebook format, and we're actually even doing pre-ordered autographed copies of the paperback, which we should have in about 3 to 4 weeks. If you go to our website, www.beforeyougopro.com, all the information and everything that our mission is about is right there on that website. So chapter 13, opening day, and that was the day, you guys, that I literally got to realize my dream. And for every kid I work with, when they tell me what they want to accomplish in the beginning, whether it's small or large, it's such an amazing feeling when you see them realize that dream. If a kid comes to me and says, hey, coach, I want to play at the Division II level. If I could get some money on my books for the Division II level, that is a home run for me and my family. When that kid accomplishes that, it will look like I just won the Super Bowl, if you look at me. If I have a kid that says, hey, coach, I want to play in the NFL, if he ever accomplishes that, you know, or, hey, coach, I want to own my own business one day, whatever it is, let's go after it and let's get it. And that's what the Before You Go Pro mission is all about. The business of football is too big, you guys, to worry about you guys individually. And I wish I could tell you something differently, but it's the truth. The business is too big to worry about you guys individually. Yes, football at the NFL and NCAA level worries about the player collectively. But individually, kids get chewed up and spit out, and I was one of them, and so went many other guys I know have a serious, serious football testimony. I just happen to put mine and a little bit of some of the other people who you'll read about in this book. But so many players have a serious football testimony. I can't wait till you guys hear from one of my dear friends, LaCorey Collins. And LaCorey, if you're listening, we can't wait to get you in the Before You Go Pro locker room. This is somebody that I played arena football with, but LaCorey was the number one recruit in the country when he was coming out of high school in 1996 out of Skyline High School in Oakland. And he decided to go to the University of Oregon. He was a big 6'4" wide receiver. And his career didn't end up the way most expected. And that's what we do with our locker room shows. We've got a great show on Thursday night with Mr. Darren Shiverini. This is somebody that was a fifth-round draft pick of the Cleveland Browns in 1999, still holds the record for most catches as a rookie wide receiver, and one game with 10 catches for the Cleveland Browns, also played for the Falcons and Cowboys and had a stellar arena career. So he's coming in Thursday night. And he's got a great testimony, you guys, too. But that's it for tonight as far as Before You Go Pro, the book. There are so many chapters in the book that we didn't cover tonight. We've got the business athlete. We've got the blessing and curse of an ego. We've got bent and hobbled. You know, we've got recruiting from the inside out. So it's an action-packed, content, value-filled book. Please get your copy if you haven't already. I am going to share with you guys a promotion code that we have. If you go to www.smashwords.com and you type in the words Before You Go Pro, our book will come up. Right now, the book is $10, but if you type in the code F as in fun, U as in unicorn, 3, 7, and Q, as in Quincy, once again, FU37Q, you guys can get 50% off. It's a $5 ebook, great Christmas present. That code will expire in 2 days. So once again, smashwords.com, type in that code. You guys will be set for getting the ebook on your Kindle, your Nook, your iPad, iPhone. Hopefully you enjoy the read, and hopefully you spread the word about Before You Go Pro, because we are definitely trying to put our arm around these kids and prepare them for the stage. The stage is only getting bigger, you guys. There's bowl games coming up. There's playoffs. There's the NFL Super Bowl, and these kids are getting after it, and we want to get after it with them. So go to www.beforeyougopro.com. You can find all the content. You can find the book there. And we love you, and we will definitely see you guys at the top. Thank you.